04.
Deposit your drone dilemma. Perhaps you cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? When I need them, my physical meet. Perhaps it's hard to boost some members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a shop, I'm just got better. Now FNB group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Lusaka's Akuku compound residents appeal for boreholes amid water scarcity. East Park residents condemn rising tapa thefts in Kapirimponshi. And in African news, police investigate a theft of four dogs from Malawi presidential palace. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Akuku compound in Lusaka have appealed to relevant authorities to consider drilling boreholes in the area as they are currently forced to fetch water from Kamwala South. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, Stephen Chirwa, representing the residents, says that they face a risk crossing Esther Lungu Road to access water. He adds that some women even carry clothes to Kamwala South to wash, as fetching water regularly for household chores has become challenging. Mr. Chirwa has since called on authorities through the area councillor to provide a reliable water source for the residents.
Na dushura kona menji vetoroka esta rungrodi kwamu kamwana sa kumuta pa menji omba bambi na kuya pa nga bana mayo bambi na refo kuwa sharing we kaba mpa musebo kuba wasisha bagoli na so tre romba kuba kansela akimbe kona ifama bo so that ni tre kwa kuya mu mukuta mukula toroka road bambi ni kesi ni kwa kungwa na ngushani so watu watole kesi kuba kansela akimbe kwa mabo.
Tapa thefts have once again become a growing concern in several residential areas of Kapirimponshi district in Central Province. Residents of East Park Township, who spoke to Kumbon Radio News, expressed a disappointment over the increasing acts of vandalism, questioning why criminality has escalated to a point where essential household installations are being targeted. The affected families say they are at loss as to who is behind the thefts and are calling on the community to remain vigilant against vandals whose action negatively affect development in the community. They have also appealed to the water utility company, Lukanga Water and Sanitation Company, to consider introducing security measures that can help safeguard household water infrastructure from further vandalism by unknown individuals.
Ukuhwela kwana na chivuera nomba kaidi abana foto inga chita wakavola la mwamu na matapo fawavika katushinga bastisha kuisa baba mwavika wasanga kachero na basomo na menshi yarefu elo futu inga tuatua la ripoti kuli Lukanga na VVF vera wala nanda feoke house na mbasha nitu wala isa checking nomba taba mwoneka po so ifi na menshi yarefu masi wali somo noku ibira kumona mita ifu mya menshi nomba foto wala ika refi ne hey. So if you are a matap, Katusha for Vara Tsunga Kubaru Kanga, Varet Poshan Kozi, if into a few day Bombapanga and the Philatua for Quatamatapua in the Vasendera Kumana meet. Lomba, we were a Mulan Duakuvati. Vara Sanga Mishi Arefum.
Kawe Municipal Council has been commended for taking quick action in collecting garbage from various parts of the district in an effort to make the town clean and healthy. Kawe Development Community activist Evaristo Mwenya Senior commends the local authority for its intensified garbage collection to clean the town in the past 4 days. Mr. Mwenya has expressed his gratitude and appreciation for the local authorities' swift response on community calls to clear uncollected garbage at Mine Market and other places in the township. The community development activist has observed that the public health department has been busy with tippers and a loader clearing the accumulated waste to improve sanitation and appearance of the township. Mr. Mwenya, who further commended the leadership of the Kawe Municipal Council Public Health Director, Mr. Christopher Mtonga, for a quicker mobilization of resources and labor, indicates that the move will not only restore hygiene and cleanliness, but also mitigate the potential health dangers amid the rainy season, which poses risks for cholera. Mr. Mwenya also appealed to Kawe Municipal Council to continue maintaining the exhibited high standard of waste management and public health in the Central Business District and Kawe at large. The immediate past vice-president of the Zambia Union of Tanker Drivers, Vincent Shimilimo, has called on transporters to strengthen collaboration with unions in order to safeguard their investments. Mr. Shimilimo's remarks are come in the wake of the recent incident in which a driver allegedly absconded with a truckload of diesel, raising concerns about security and trust within the transport sector. He stresses that the closer cooperation between the transporters and unions would help enhance oversight and reduce such risks. Mr. Shimilimo has a further advised transporters to exercise caution when recruiting drivers and to work with unions to verify the credibility and track record of prospective employees.
Transporters, when you buy the machines, involve the unions to find you good drivers and trustable people. In case of anything, like what has happened, where are you going to start looking for that guy? Maybe it's not even a Zambian. Because we are just employing without knowing people. Most of foreigners have come here in Zambia to look for employment. And when drivers complain that foreigners are back in the sector, but you know, they are doing it, it's xenophobic. No. We need people who are traceable so that we can keep our record proper. What has happened? It's not good. Just last week, the whole tanker truck was sold. And we don't know where this driver is. And we don't know where he even comes from.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, zikomo, zitubezi, twasanta.